Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
There were a lot of good things that happened. I love the fact that all the young people, they're all pros, and they're all really the institutional artists of the next 20 or 30 years.
Last year, Tony Bennett celebrated his 80th birthday by releasing Duets, an American classic. But instead of passing the torch to his contemporaries, he's more inclined to both teach and learn. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. With his long history in music, some might group Tony Bennett with a specific genre of artists, mainly from the past. But whether it was to a great song or to the changing times, he's always looked forward by adapting and done it without altering his core sound. Think of it. One of his first hits was a Hank Williams song, and his continuing popularity owes a lot to a 1994 appearance on MTV. So Tony Bennett recording an album with artists like Bono, Elvis Costello, Diana Krall, and Katie Lang was no surprise. And when he spoke with me about the project last year, he talked about a few important influences on his sound and the process of working with his latest duet partners.
What I was thrilled with is their reaction to what I was doing, because nobody records that way today. You know, I started so early in the music business. I've been singing now for 50 years, and, well, it's 60 years, I'll be honest with you. But anyway, it was before tape or splicing. You had to learn the whole song and then make the record. So you had to walk in very prepared and very professional about singing it just like you're doing a live performance. So what they were all impressed with is that all these records were made in three or four takes. And they never recorded that way. They usually record, it takes like 25 weeks to make a record, and then 25 weeks later, let's add a trumpet or something like that. And they said, we never did this in three or four takes, and they loved it. Because you don't lose the spontaneity of a live performance.
Hey, fella, with a million smackers and nervous indigestion. Rich fella eating milk and crackers. I'll ask you one question. You silly so-and-so, with all your dough, are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, so can you. Have a little fun.
Theater has always been a big part of your music. I mean, of course, there was a time in the 50s and 60s that so much material was drawn from theater. Has theater always been an inspiration for you?
Absolutely. Well, actually, they commissioned me at Columbia Records. I've been there for quite a few years, and it was the era where I had so many hit records when I was young that if there was a Broadway show, every record company would want that album for themselves. And the way to induce them to go with Columbia was to say, we'll get Tony Bennett for you to record whatever show they wanted. So I just introduced a lot of songs that just came out of Broadway. Cy Coleman, I actually introduced almost all of his songs.
Come the day you're mine, I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine, we're gonna drain the cup dry.
Wait till you chance the right for these arms to surround. Should nobody in it do know.
You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground.
Wait till you're locked in my embrace.
Wait till I draw you near.
Wait till you see that sunshine face.
Ain't nothing like it here.
The best is yet to come, Tony. Won't it be fine?
Anna, the best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Go!
The Best Is Yet to Come, a Cy Coleman tune performed by Diana Krall and Mr. Tony Bennett. To hear my complete interview with Tony Bennett, visit our archives at WFUV.org.